A young female ortolan, her skin matching the decor, greeted them cheerfully by name.
Good evening, Senator Truden, Senator Suldar. I understand, sir, that this is your first time dining with us?
Indeed, said Suldar, glancing with mild surprise at Treen.
Please, let us know if there is anything we can do to make your experience a memorable one. Senator Bramson arrived just a few minutes ago. Please follow me.
She led them through the main dining room, past a trio of another ortolan and two Bith. A Palawic stepped up to the mic and was met with applause. Clearly the performers were well known in the establishment. Treen saw something ugly and mean-spirited flash across Cameron Soldar's face for an instant. Then it was gone. The ortolan hostess opened the door to one of the private dining rooms. It was cozy rather than intimidating, the blue theme slightly more subdued by a white tablecloth and a multicolored bouquet of flowers. Faust Bramson looked up from his drink and extended a hand.
Hope you don't mind if I don't get up, young man. It's a bit more challenging these days than when I was your age.
Of course not, sir,
Suldar said, quickly stepping over to shake the elder statesman's frail, liver-spotted hand.
It's an honor to be dining with you tonight. Thank you for the invitation.
The food here is superb,
said Bramson.
And they serve some very rare and very fine beverages. It makes up for the staff.
Again, Treen noticed something flit across Suldar's face. Treen thought she knew what it was.
Faust and I don't care much for non-humans, she said.
It was the first card. If he took umbrage, they could simply all have a pleasant evening and she would move on to another potential ally. To her pleasure, Suldar looked relieved.
I'm rather glad to hear you say that, he said. I admit, I don't either. There are only humans on Benish, and while one likes to be open-minded, I haven't really liked any of the non-humans I've met. They're so...
he sighed.
Well, inferior.
Bramson and Treen exchanged pleased glances.
We always arranged to have human waitstaff, so you will be spared any further unpleasantries.
Well, as you assure me the food is excellent, and I can certainly say the company could not be better, we are sure to have a wonderful dinner,
Cameron said.
No, I'm absolutely positive of it, said Treen,
smiling like a sand panther.